Welcome to the Color Me Dead So-Sode. We usually talk about murder and fuckery most foul, in detail with a splash of dark humor.
But in our So-Sodes, we may or may not talk about true crime. This is where you get the gory gal playtime. It may be squirrel hunts that went too far off topic for the regular sodes, and bloopers, and whatever else.
So if you don't like bad words like fuck or cunt, this might not be your thing.
And if you do, welcome to our shit show. Welcome to episode 79.5. The So-Sode.
The show show.
It's very so, so? I don't know. So.
Well, I feel kind of cheated right now because last week, Chuck got his own, he got a Chuck-Sode.
He did. He got a Chuck-Sode.
I mean, but he's Chuck though, so right. He's really cool.
Right. We have that shark fear.
Yeah. We bought it. That was really good.
Yeah.
Shark fear is very real though, because I was telling a friend how I just, when I was learning how to swim with Sylvia at the Vernal Public Pool,
Sylvia,
that I was positive Jaws was in the deep end. So.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's how I learned how to swim so well, because at swimming lessons, I swore there was a shark chasing me, so I would just like haul ass. I'm like, no, fuck this, I'm out of here. Get me to the side. Apparently, Jaws can't get you on the side.
He can't. It's impossible. Yeah. Well, you just know that you can climb out whenever, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Though they're surface attackers and you're worse off where, you know, there than you are down at the bottom, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's the quote that they say in Jaws, right? He says, is it true that most shark attacks occur in 3 feet of water, about X amount of feet from the beach? And he's like, yep, that's true. So it doesn't matter if you're out there, because most attacks occur in 3 feet of water.
Right. So your best bet is to be under the water.
Ooh, we carved pumpkins up at the cabin, and I did a Jaws pumpkin.
You did?
I did. I have to send a picture of it to you.
Oh, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I didn't carve
it. It's not... I suck at any sort of visual art things, so it's nothing great, but it's still fun.
I had the kids paint some this year, and there was four of them because I had Emma too. Emma's our niece, uh-huh, for people who don't know. And yeesh. Four kids with paint, like there was no time for me to paint, so I was like, let me wash your brush. Addie, stop throwing your brushes on the floor. Let me wash your brush. And then they're like, we need sparkles. I need sparkles. I'm like, oh my God, this was the worst idea ever. But it was fun. They had fun. Calvin did a Jason one. Looks like the Jason mask.
How does it? I was thinking about doing that, but I was like, that seems too hard. Wait, he painted it though.
Yeah,
so that makes
it. He painted it, yeah. And he actually did a really good job.
Are you releasing pictures with episodes still? Because if not, I feel like we should release, maybe we'll just post it on Facebook, some pumpkin pictures.
Yeah, we'll post them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But no, we don't have the picture thing anymore like we used to.
Okay, all right. Cool, man. But, speaking of pumpkins and Halloween, Nikki's been watching... you've been diving into horror movies for the first time, I think, in your life.
Well,
right?
Well, the TV version. I mean, let's not get all crazy in this shit and say I'm getting brave.
Well, so the funny thing, so Nikki and I have been texting because she's been watching the Halloween franchise. And the funny thing about, if anybody's watched the first Halloween from 1978, is it's really not gory. Like, at all.
No.
There's very, very little blood in that movie, and I think only, spoiler alert, but not spoiler alert, because that movie's really old. I think only three or four people die in that movie, and none of them are really that gruesome.
And it's all at the same time, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like an hour in.
And it's hilarious.
Movie.
Like, I laughed so hard. I'm like, and I'm like telling Calvin all the reasons that that's not okay, and he's like, shut up. And I'm like... All right, I'm that person.
Does he get scared, though?
No.
No.
He did at first. Like, at first it scared him a little bit, but now he's like, and he's like, behind you! I've got to get
Jamie,
him to watch Scream.
Behind you. I know, because Scream is amazing. I watched it again. I did a double feature last week of Scream and The Craft, and I love both those movies.
Yeah, I need
know.
To watch Scream, because now it doesn't scare me anymore. Now it's just like, all right, whatevs. Hello,
I mean, I'm trying to think of a quote from Scream right now. All I think of is Tatum. She's, yeah. Come on, Deputy Dewey boy. It's time to go.
My mom's going to be so mad at me.
Oh, yeah. Chuck, you and Chuck were talking about Scream, too. Yep. You're just like, you'll hit me with the phone, dick.
Yes, I love that movie. Like, once I got unafraid of it, it's yeah. always been my favorite, but it scared the shit out of me. Like, when I lived with my friend when I was a senior, she had this yeah. Scream DVD, and I'm like, why do you have that in your house? How do you sleep at night with that in your house? Can we get rid of it?
I felt that way about the Nightmare, well, the Friday the 13th Nintendo game.
Oh.
The Williams had it, and when I was like a 4 year old or something, I couldn't be in the same room as that thing because it was too scary. I was like, get That's it away.
Funny. No.
Well, that opening the opening scene of Scream with Drew Barrymore is no bullshit. I still think that's scary.
That is horrible. That's the part that scares me the most. Like, no, no, thank you.
No, ma'am.
Nope.
Well, anyway, for So-So'd, we were going to talk about the chronology of the Halloween movies in case anybody gives a shit.
I give a shit because when I heard things that I heard, I was like, what?
No. Yeah. So first off, major plot spoilers for the Halloween franchise. I won't spoil the newest movie that's still in theaters, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Most of those movies are about 30 years old, so if you haven't...
1978, they are almost 40.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, they're almost 40 years old. This year they are.
Yeah, the first... Well, that's what... because H2O, when that came out, that was the 20-year anniversary, Halloween 20 years later. And this one is Halloween 40 years later.
I feel like H2O just barely came out because I watched it. And I remember...
I know.
Yeah, I remember certain parts of it. And even back then, because I would have been 18 when it came out. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
I was 16 because it would have been in 98. So, I can't math right now. I would have been 18.
You were born on a decade. Yes, you would have been 18.
Good Lord. Yes. I'm struggling today.
Depending on what month it came out, you were probably 17 when it came out.
And I watched it thinking that I was all... brave and shit, and I had seen the first one, but I'm pretty sure I didn't really like pay attention to it. I just remember the one there, like, even at that time I was like, that is so not real. That is not real. That cannot happen. Like, I don't know if this is a spoiler alert or not, but the hockey skate to the face, I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh, like it was so dumb, you're just like, that's not gonna happen.
I was just like, really? This is how we did this?
See, and H2O is just fun for me to watch because Jamie Lee Curtis goes into badass mode at the end and beats the holy living shit out of Michael Myers, and it's really funny. Yes. So, well, anywho's, we just wanted to talk about the order in which those movies go because it doesn't really make very much sense.
No, it confuses the shit out of a simple person like me.
Well, especially when a movie just came out that's called Halloween, and it's the third movie to be called Halloween, but it's actually a Halloween 2 to the other one, so it's technically like the third Halloween 2.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm gonna straighten all this shit out for you guys right now. I'm gonna fix it for you. You just sit down, and I'm gonna fix you up with my knowledge and stuff. My Michael Myers factoids is gonna make you shit. So
you better have your mind blown.
Yeah, yeah, more than Jamie Lee Curtis can. So we're gonna start out 1978. John Carpenter makes the first Halloween movie. It's a huge success. So Halloween 2 comes out that is a direct sequel to Halloween 1.
Yeah, and it's like Back to the Future style. Sorry. It's like Back to the Future style where it just like picks up right where it left off.
Which is awesome. Yes. I love that because you feel so... At the end of the first one, you're like, well, what the fuck happened, man?
Uh-huh.
And in Halloween 2, we learn... that Jamie Lee Curtis is Michael Myers' sister.
Yeah, you should have seen the You should have seen Calvin and I, because we had just got finished having the conversation. He's like, I don't understand why he's after her. And I'm like, I don't really either. And the only thing I can come up with is that, like, she got away. And he's like, well, that doesn't really make sense. I'm like, I know, but that's all I got. Literally, right. Like 2 minutes later, then they reveal that they're brother and sister. And I'm like, mm-hmm. We just look at each other like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, the thing is that wasn't in place in the first movie, though. They didn't know. Yeah. They didn't know they were going to do that. So in the first one, Michael Myers is really just this guy
who's killing
the peoples. He has no motive. He's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
All right. Move on to Halloween 3. Halloween 3 has nothing to do with Halloween 1 and 2 at all. In fact, in Halloween 3, it's a world in which people watch the other Halloween movies on TV. Like,
really?
Yes.
I haven't made it to that one yet.
So Halloween 3, if you want to watch Michael Myers movies, you can just skip Halloween 3. Perfect. A lot of people hate that movie. Absolutely hate it. I think it's fine. Like, if you can tolerate schlocky Halloween movies, it's fine. But yeah, it's about a mask. It's about a guy who's trying to, like, commit mass genocide with a Halloween mask company. It has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, good.
You follow that?
Yes, I follow that.
Okay. And then 4, 5, and 6 come out, which is kind of like their own trilogy. And they were actually filmed in Utah, interestingly enough. And you can watch those if you want. I think 4 is okay. 5 and 6 are real, real bad.
Are they?
So Halloween 6 was so bad that it killed the franchise. And it was gone for a long time. And so for a while, they don't really know what to do. They know they want to make more Halloween movies, but they don't know how to do it. So after Scream came along and they were doing that whole self-referential horror, somebody came up with the idea to do Halloween H2O. And they're like, well, we can't really follow Halloween 6 because it was a freaking disaster.
We got to fix this.
We got to fix this. We effed it up beyond repair. So they decide to erase 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Yes. So
Mulligan.
Halloween. Yes. Again, we're trying again. It didn't work. Reset. So Halloween H2O is actually the third movie in a sequence of 1, 2, and H2O.
Okay.
You follow?
I got you.
And I'm thinking if somebody has never watched the Halloween movies before, mm-hmm. if you just watch 1, 2, and H2O, you'll be a happy person and you'll see everything that you need to see. And you won't have to suffer through the really shitty movies.
Right? Like, I watched part of 4 and 5. I haven't seen it all. But it was just enough to confuse the shit out of me. Because I was like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
What happened here? I don't get it. Nope. But I didn't see the whole movie either. I was just, like, trying to figure out who was what and why the little girl knew what he was doing and, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do that with all these movies where there's no plan from the get-go. They're just kind of like, well, this made a lot of money, so we got to make another one. And so they invent all this dumb mythology, like Michael Myers is telepathically linked with his niece, and then there's some cult called Thorn, and this weird, bizarre shit that nobody cares about. People just want to watch.
Sorry, how does he have a niece? Go ahead.
So there's a character actually named Jamie that is a little girl in 4, and that is actually Jamie Lee Curtis's character's daughter.
I got it in my head that they took it away, and then I forgot that it was actually still there. Sorry,
yes.
I'm with you now. I got my shit together.
So one sequence you can watch them is 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. And those do all go along, but yeah, by the time you get to 6, it's such a mess. Oh, by the way, I can't remember. Give me just a hot second.
I'm trying to remember. You don't want a cold second?
Give me the hottest of seconds, girl.
I've got the hottest second you've ever seen.
Curse of Michael Myers, Halloween 6. Your boy Paul Rudd is in Halloween 6.
My God.
He's the main guy.
Does he give anybody this dick?
This dick? No,
in
I mean
your rage.
He gives Michael Myers a shaft though until it kills him.
Oh, what kind of shaft are we talking?
Unfortunately, it's just his pipe. He lays a little pipe with Michael Myers. That's what I should have said.
Pull the hole.
Well, that's so. I don't really even care that I'm going to spoil this movie. I'm going to spoil Halloween 6. The way that Michael Myers finally dies is that Paul Rudd beats the shit out of him with a piece of pipe.
All right.
It's 'cause don't you feel satisfied with that ending?
No. After he's been shot in the face and all the other
burned.
Shit. Let me just take alive. One moment. I need a moment to talk about a part where I was bawling because I was laughing so hard. I could not get my shit together. At the the end of number two, when the guy shoots him in the face and the blood tears are just pouring out because he's been shot in the fucking face, even though there's no like bullets.
Oh.
And so he covers his eyes and he's got his little scalpel thing and he's just like
swinging it.
And it's like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And why are they all just laying there? Like, he cannot see. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Go. And this is the point where you leave. Also, sorry. I have one more to add to that.
No, keep going.
Jamie Lee Curtis, when you fracture your bone, you can walk, especially when you have that much like adrenaline. You are going to be able to get the fuck out of there. You don't need to crawl anywhere. Just so you know, I fractured a bone before and I walk just fine.
I know. It's almost like she read the script and was like, "Oh wait, my character is supposed to lay here and do nothing."
Right.
Shit. I can't deviate from that.
Yeah, I can't. No way. When they came in and they're like, you fractured your shin bone or whatever the hell they said that she did. And and then she's limping everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, dramatic. You don't even have a cast on it. So it's clearly not that bad. You can walk on it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Unless I miss something. Maybe there's an injury I missed that I wasn't listening and I missed, but
I don't know. You know what's funny? You were talking about the TV versions. If you want to further confuse things, I'm not big enough of a Halloween nerd to really know the differences.
Yeah.
But the TV version of Halloween 2 has a very different ending than than the theatrical version of Halloween 2.
I forgot about that. I forgot you told me that.
Yeah, and it involves kind of like the I can't even remember the character's name. There's a guy that's taking care of Jamie Lee in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a lot more scenes together in the TV version.
Do they?
Like when they're... Yeah. Because in the theatrical version, they barely talk to each other, and there's not really much of a romance that's established at all.
There's a little bit of one, but like he quits showing up at the end when he goes to start the car after he slipped and fell in the big old pool of blood and smacked his head, then he goes out to try to start the car that Michael Myers has clearly sabotaged all the cars so they can't start. But everyone continues to try. Like, oh, this car? No, let's go to the next car. Oh, you can't look out and clearly see all the gas lines have been cut and all the tires have been slashed, but let's try them all just in case. Anyway, he comes out and he's trying to start the car and then he like passes out and that's the end of that guy.
Yeah, I can't remember. There's a different way that it ends. I'm trying to look for a side by side online of the biggest difference, but man, if I can find it, I'll post it on Facebook after this. But it really kind of changes the outcome of Halloween 2. Halloween 1, the other thing with Halloween 2 is that gore had become a lot more popular in the 80s versus when it came out in the 70s because of movies like Friday the 13th. And for the TV version, they had to cut out some of the gore, and then they had to add in, they had to go and reshoot additional scenes to fill it in.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, chronology wise, we talked about H2O, and then following H2O, there's a direct sequel to H2O called Resurrection.
Yes.
And like Halloween 6, it was so bad that it killed the franchise again.
Good job.
Yes.
Good job. So, you can't kill Michael Myers, but you can kill the franchise repeatedly.
Yes. And and that's the frustrating thing, is because they knew that 4, 5, and 6 were not great. So they're like, well, let's erase that and start fresh. They did 1, 2, and H2O. And then they did the exact same thing again. They're like, well, H2O made a bunch of money, so let's do a sequel. And it was so bad that it killed the franchise.
Oh, good.
Yes.
All right.
So then our friend Robert Zombie comes along and says,
yeah,
who we love. We love Rob Zombie.
I love you, Rob Zombie.
How many times have you seen him live?
3.
I haven't seen him once.
What the hell? Next time he comes, you're going with me. I've even touched his arm and he's singing in my face. In the face.
In the face. Well, you're best friends with Marilyn Manson now. So
well, he blows me kisses and shit, so.
I know.
I have really
He just blows me, so.
Well.
I know.
There you go. I mean,
do you remember the story? Do you remember the story about him and his ribs?
Yes.
Like back in the day, that's totally not true, right?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of bullshit people made up.
Yeah, he did get the third tit once though for a while.
Ooh. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Where was it? I had a friend with a third tit. You remember who it was too.
Yeah, I do.
And he gave me an atomic wedgie that made me bleed because I was going to tell people about it.
Oh, I know. Oh, no.
So, to respect him,
we will not say.
I shall not say who it is.
No, I think if I remember it, and I could be way off, but I swear he got a third, like a boob implant in the middle.
Whoa, that's cool. Is that something Rose McGowan made him do?
I don't know. It could be. But have you seen her lately? You should Google a picture of her. Oh my God. I mean, I know
her up right now.
I'm getting old and shit, but. I am.
Well, you guys were. Sorry, I just saw a picture of her. There's
a
picture
like
a right
grandma.
Here. That's... I mean, it's not that flattering, but you guys were being so. I felt so bad. You were going for all the Scream stars. I'm like thinking, you guys. You have to remember that when they were playing high school students, they were already like pushing 30.
It was right, and it was more of like a realization of like, fuck, we are so old. But look at them. Oh my God. Like, they weren't supposed to get old. They're movie stars. They're on TV. They're not allowed to get old.
I know.
But well, the hardest thing is the one. Sorry.
Again, let me look. Skeet Ulrich still. I think Skeet Skeet is definitely older, but I think all of them have done okay. I mean, have you seen, do you have Google up?
Yes.
Perchance?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember Shelley Duvall in The Shining?
Yes.
Okay. Google Shelley Duvall today. And you will see perhaps the worst case of celebrity aging you have ever seen.
Oh, I swear I've done this recently. Maybe, sorry, I was trying to look at Marilyn Manson's third boob, and maybe I heard it and decided it in my head that he really did. But I think he got regular boob implants, but maybe it wasn't a triple. I don't remember now. Fact.
He did the total recall thing where he just has like triple boobs.
Yeah, and now I can't remember. Now I feel like I'm probably just lying. Wait, who is it? Shelley Duvall?
Yeah, do you have your... I can just send you an image over
actually. If I can spell. Oh my God! What happened?
Well, it's actually kind of... So I can only joke about it X amount because those really awful photos of her are taken from a Dr. Phil special.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
And she has become quite mentally ill.
Oh.
She thinks that there are people coming to get her. She's like super paranoid and delusional. I don't know how that happened over time, but at the end of the Dr. Phil special, they went to great lengths to try and get her put into some sort of mental institution, but mm-hmm. they couldn't get the paperwork to go through. So poor Shelley Duvall is probably sitting in a bedroom somewhere behaving not too dissimilarly from how she was in the end of The Shining.
That's what I was just thinking. Oh my God. Like, full circle here.
So next time you want to be hard on Rose McGowan.
Right? I was just shocked. Shelley Duvall. Like, I wasn't ready for I wasn't prepared for what I saw.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Oh, yeah. So anyway, Rob Zombie.
Yes.
So Rob Zombie had done the only logical thing to be done with the Halloween franchise, which was, well, it's been killed twice. They tried to erase the sequels, and they made another bad sequel, so I'm going to remake it. And he remakes it, and he does a fine job. It's a different version of it. It's really violent. It's really dark. It explains a lot about Michael Myers. It retains the sister storyline, I believe.
Oh, does it?
But then
I want to see.
I think so. You'll like it. It's pretty gory. It's pretty dark. But then he makes a sequel that is probably the worst Halloween movie made to date. It's worse than Resurrection, and it's worse than Halloween 6, in my opinion.
Damn it, Rob.
Yeah, I know. So he made a good movie, and then he made a movie that was so bad that it killed the franchise for the third time in a row.
God damn it, Rob. What the fuck did you do?
It is such a disaster.
Every time we say... Sorry. I was just going to sing to you for a moment.
Do it.
Every time you say Rob Zombie and gore, I keep thinking, that girl is a gore whore.
Oh,
I love
good
that
old
song.
Rob Zombie.
I love him. I was so pissed off the other day. I put him on YouTube on the TV, and it works. Like, it makes my mood all better because I love him so much.
I get you.
That sounds messed up.
No, I always put on, I have major nostalgia for Marilyn Manson because I just think about you driving around listening to him on a tape Yeah, that was like a surreal, like, wonderful moment when I was standing next to you singing The Beautiful People to Marilyn Manson live.
I know. Like, oh,
this is amazing.
I wish you could have gone to the last one down where we were, because it was like, he's right there. I can see the whites of his eyes. He can obviously see mine. And it was like, oh my gosh, that would have been so cool if you were to have been there too. Because he starts playing The Beautiful People with the drumsticks on the guitar player's guitar. And I'm like, I had it completely come apart. I was like, oh my God, this is the best day of my life. Like, that's what I did for every song that he started singing. Like, and when he got to the point where I couldn't see him because he was getting down into the crowd, I'm like, go back where I can see you or where you can see me. We have a connection.
I want to see your beautiful pale body.
Yes.
I want to see it.
Okay, but let me tell you the things he did that made me laugh so friggin' hard. Okay, when you and I saw him, he was in the jazzy because he had just broken his leg. So he was jazzying up in that bitch. This time, it was, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but he would lay down on his back and put his feet up. So they were like coming up over his head and touching the ground with it while he was singing. Like, his feet were touching the ground up over his head. Like some weird ass fucking
like
yoga.
Like contortionist or something? Oh my God.
And I could, it looked like he was getting ready to light his fart. Like, that was the kind of situation we were in. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, I just see, you can't smell your own shit on your knees.
Down, down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe he did get some ribs removed. Otherwise, how could he do that?
Well, I can do that. So, like, his legs were straight. They were just going, you know, past his head and up above. I would love to show you, but I don't think that's pretty. Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can you roll? Can you put your foot behind your head?
Yeah. No, not anymore. I'm too fat.
I used to be able to do that. Yeah. Now all I can do is the cheerleader kick.
Oh, yeah.
Where you, like, you grab the bottom of your foot and you go, hey, and extend your... Anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Why am I talking about this?
I mean, people might care. You have some really hidden talents that you're trying to keep to yourself, because I didn't know you could do that.
I'm kind of flexible for a guy. What? I wouldn't say that I'm incredibly flexible, but like, if I try, I could put my leg behind my head. No. It's possible.
Oh, yeah. If I could get rid of some fats, but my belly fat after this last year of couch time, you know, it's out of control. So there's no leg behind head at this point.
I know. It's so funny because like I need to start dieting more too. And but like all I could hear in that last sentence was couch time. And I'm like, ooh, couch time. Let's go have couch time.
Well, I started doing keto and I actually finally like, you know, I'm doing this. I got to get rid of the sugar because I was like eating all the Halloween candy. And I'm like, I'll just wait till the end of October. And then it was like, no, I got to do this like right now. So I quit eating sugar completely. And this is how bad it was. I lost in 1 week's time 13 pounds. That's how bad my sugar intake was.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you have like sugar withdrawals? Because that's no bullshit.
Yeah, I was kind of a bitch. And I didn't sleep, which was really weird. So I wasn't sleeping. I slept like 3 hours a night all week last week. And I didn't have sugar. So it's probably good that I'm the only adult in this house most of the time. Because, people would have died, I'm sure. I'm surprised the kids are still roaming around.
As it stands right now, all there are is three fist punches on the wall. And other than that, everybody else is perfectly fine.
We're good.
Give me some sugar.
Right now!
Yeah, well, over the weekend, I just got another spark of inspiration. I'm like, all right, I'm going to start doing this and this better. And I got, you know, I woke up this morning and I really want to have my blueberry and frankenberry for breakfast.
Right.
Which, super healthy breakfast. So I pour it and there's only like barely enough milk for one person. And I'm like, aw, that's divine intervention.
Yes.
So I'm just like, well, I'll save the milk for, you know, give the milk to Jace and I'll have eggs for breakfast. So
I don't think I have breakfast because, okay, that's the problem now is that I don't know what I want. So I'll just wait. I'll be like, oh, I'll get something in a minute. And then I don't eat. And I'm like, oh God, you moron. Yeah. I'm failing all the way around right now. Man.
I'm really good at just being like, oh, well, I'll start doing this, you know, on day this. And right now, we're recording this on October 29th. You can cut that out if you want. I'm just like, well, I'll start on November 1st. Yeah. I'll start when Halloween time is over because this time of year is my jam. But you know, those excuses never go away. Right. There's always something that you're like, oh, I'll do it after I get my lobotomy or whatever. So
yeah, exactly. That's where I've been. So since Angel went into treatment, I've been trying to learn a lot of stuff on all sides of it, like what she's going through, what I'm going through. Like, and I'll be talking about that more later. I'm cooking up a little something, but I've been trying to figure out like some of the things that she's going to be doing when she comes back. I don't want her to come back and feel like she's alone because out there she's got all the support and stuff. So anyway, I learned that one of the things that they learn out there is routine. And so I'm like, well, I could really use some routine and I think my kids could really use some routine too. And so I started meditating first thing in the morning, which I know sounds weird. I never thought I would be a meditator, but it's amazing. First thing in the morning, wake up, meditate before you get everybody out of bed. And that's as far as I've gone with schedule. It's all chaos from there.
Hey, start first thing in the morning. You got something.
Right? That's good. I've got at least one schedule thing going on.
And I think meditation is like super helpful. And you don't have to do like meditation like I'm doing Tibetan Buddhist meditating. It's like, no. You can just do good old-fashioned try and stop your mind from wandering.
Yeah.
Meditation. And just like, I'm here doing this thing, and that's all that matters right now.
Yeah. And there, on the meditation, it talks about traffic. Like, put your thoughts in, like, it's traffic. Like, it's just going by. Let it keep going, you know? And so all I could see in my head this morning was like a million fucking cars going all over the place. I'm like, wow, that's an accurate description of what the hell is going on in my head right now. Because like they were talking about how if you don't have a lot of thoughts coming to your brain, it might just be a car or two. If you have lots of thoughts, it's going to be a lot of traffic. Just let it go. Yeah. Let it move along. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I didn't even know what thoughts I had because I was like, that's a lot of cars.
You're like, ooh, I like that car. That one's pretty. That's a white one.
That's a white car. I want that car. And then I'll start thinking about the dumbest shit. Like the first time I did it, I was thinking about walking down the road. Like, when would I ever think about that? Why would I walk down the road? But that was the thought that I couldn't get out of my head, was walking down the road. I'm like, whatever. Huh. So I just visualized me walking down the road, and then I let it go. I was like, all right, whatever.
Wow.
There we are.
Let it go. You guys have been talking on the show sometimes about how to get to sleep. And if I'm on for a few more episodes, one of the dumb so-so topics I wanted to talk to you about is my... And this might be the dumbest thing. Nobody gives two shits about it. But I've devised the most ingenious go-to-sleep rituals that will put me to sleep in like 5 minutes.
I need that. I need that a lot.
I will teach you. I will teach you the ways.
I need it. I used my Hypnotize app. I can't remember what it's called. Headspace. I used that app. There's a sleepy time thing on it. And there was something about a frog. And I don't remember what it was, but I made it sound so weird in my head, but it made me go to sleep. So I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, what was that? What were they talking about? Why was it a frog? It was like a frog in a bridge or a frog intervention or some shit. I don't know. I don't remember.
This Saturday at the Maverick Center, frog intervention, frog on a bridge.
Frog on a bridge. It sounds like a damn... rock group or something.
Yeah, frog intervention. Ugh.
Yeah,
sign me up.
Now I'd watch that. Was.
Okay, I'm gonna hop back and finish up Halloween real quick.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. No, I'm gonna go back because we're almost there. Okay, so when we last left our story, Halloween franchise had been killed three times. So it's been killed three times, and recently. The rights to Halloween were bought by Blumhouse, which is a big production company in LA that specializes in horror films. And they decided to do the same thing that H2O did, which was delete all the sequels. Except for this time, we're deleting all the way back to the first one. All
right.
So the Halloween... Yeah. So the Halloween movie that's in theaters right now erases everything but the original movie that came out in 1978. So, Halloween 2018 is a direct sequel to Halloween 1978. And I'll tell you, it's pretty good. It's pretty damn good.
I want to see it so bad, but Calvin won't go with me because he's afraid. And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit scared to see that shit in a big screen too, in a dark room with lots of people. So, maybe we'll just wait until... It's on Amazon, and we'll...
And they can get the VidAngel version.
Right. I want to watch the real one.
Yeah.
Is it gory? Is it nasty?
Yeah. There's a few good kills in it, and also it returns Michael Myers to the... He doesn't really have a motive. He's just killing whoever's there.
All right.
And he also... I won't say what age is exactly, but he kills some younger...
Oh,
people.
No.
Yes,
stupid a-hole.
He's very badass in this version.
Stupid Michael. Does he stand like within feet away from people and not do his job like he did in the first one? Because that pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Like sometimes he just stands there and like people bump into, like these little kids bump into him and he just kind of is like, who are you? Why'd you bump into me? You know?
Oh my God.
I think it would, if you're not like a tough horror film watcher, it could scare you. I would say that. If I saw it at Calvin's age, it would probably scare me.
All right. So then it's probably okay that we didn't go to this.
Yeah. Game. Well, I think I'm fairly progressive when it comes to who should be allowed to watch what movies, and I feel like with your own kid, you have a good understanding of what they can handle or not. And like, oh, Calvin can handle gore and a few scary scenes and he won't, and he'll be able to sleep, then that's your call to make.
I got a static cling of Michael Myers and put it in my front window, and it's hilarious. Addie saw it after I put it up, and she's like, oh, I did not know that you put that there. And I'm like, yes, I did.
Yes, ma'am.
But I also...
How else are we going to scare away the trick-or-treaters?
Right. I also bought stand-ups, like those cardboard cutout stand-ups of Joker and Harley Quinn.
I saw that on Facebook late last night.
Like, I was trying to find...
It would have been irresponsible not to get them.
Right. I went in to Zurcher's out in, like, in Salt Lake, on Fort Union, around there. Mm-hmm. And, I was looking for a Michael Myers costume because that's what Calvin wanted to be. And I didn't buy it last time, which I should have, but I didn't realize that all of the masks were $60 or more. And I was like, hell no, I'm not paying that for a mask. You're going to have to be something else or find a cheaper version. Well, we can't find a cheaper version. And now we can't find a version at all. But anyway, I walked in there and they had all their cardboard cutouts up there on clearance for $10. And I'm like, mm-hmm. If I leave here without those, I'm going to be so mad. So yes, please.
So you got Harley Quinn and the Joker.
I did. They had a Killer Croc too, but I was like, no, I can justify Harley and Joker. I don't know about Killer Croc.
You'll have the whole collection at some point.
Oh,
what the hell was that?
That was my watch. I accidentally hit the Siri thing on my Apple Watch, and she's like, the Joker is a drawing by Joaquin Phoenix, or some shit like that. I couldn't understand what she was saying. I don't know why she said a drawing, or if she really did.
A drawing.
Yeah, if she really did say a drawing.
That's weird. Siri and I have a love-hate relationship, and it usually always involves... I'll be driving somewhere. Like yesterday, I wanted to just know how many miles it was between Manila and Lone Tree, Wyoming. And I said, get directions to Lone Tree. And she's like, which Lone Tree do you want? And brought up all these places where you can go get a loan.
Oh.
Like, Lone Tree. And I'm like, God damn it. And I'm like, so specifically I say, get directions to Lone Tree, Wyoming. And it brings up Lone Tree. And it's like, it is approximately 6 hours to Lone Tree, Colorado. And I'm like,
God
damn it. So then I finally start yelling, you know, whenever it gets to this point, I'll yell at Siri and be like, you fucking dumb bitch. I fucking can't stand you. Like, and I'm actually talking into
Watch
the thing
your language.
And then it gets back to me and it's like, I'm sorry, Kagan, I'm doing the best I can. just to put salt in the wounds, it won't say my name right. It pisses me off.
She won't even use my name. It's like I'm Lord Voldemort or some shit. She's like, what's your language? I'm like, fuck you.
Sometimes she'll now I'm sure you've seen that one.
Oh yeah.
Should we roll into... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, she tried to take me to California yesterday when I went to go pick up Angel's brother to go to see her. He sent me his address, and I was right there. I just didn't know exactly where it was, because it's like by your house, pretty much. And I was like, I'm in the right area, but I don't know the address, so I put it in, and it tried to take me to California, and it wouldn't stop sending me to California. I'm like, dude, oh my God, I had to figure it out by myself. Yeah. I almost died.
You know what I do if I'm not driving? I download Google Maps instead of using Apple Maps, because I find if it's a serious thing, I have to get there on time. I won't rely on Siri and Apple Maps. It's just it's gotten me lost. So I have Google Maps, and I use that, and it's right almost always.
I have that, and Ryan and I share our locations with each other, so we get to stalk each other and our phone batteries at all times.
When I was in Italy, Mom said, "Will you share your location with me?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" And she could see where I was going. And then when I got back, I hadn't stopped sharing my location with her, and she'd text me and be like, what are you doing at that coffee shop? It's the middle of the day. And I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't be sharing this with you.
No, Ryan stalks me more. Well, I'll stalk him because I want to see like when he's in Paris and stuff because it's fun. Mm-hmm. And he'll text me, what are you doing? I'm like, I'll tell him. And he's like, why are you there where you're at? And I'm like, because. But he said he was going to get a phone that wasn't an iPhone. And I'm like, how am I supposed to stalk you if you don't have an iPhone? And he's mm-hmm. like, well, let's try this. So 3 hours later, we have Google Maps and we're stalking each other.
Stalking each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can see his phone battery on it and how many miles away from me it is and all that stuff.
Yeesh. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun for sure. I mean, it always creeps me out. I don't know what apps that I have are actually following my location, but I'm sure several of them are, and that's annoying.
Yeah.
Somebody wise once told me, if a service is free, that means that you are the product. And I always remember that when I download a free app. It's like, if an app is free, it's not really free. You're the product and your data is being sold to somebody. Oh. You're like, fabulous.
Your nudie pictures are on the internet now. Google, Kagan. No,
ain't nobody wants to see that except for maybe Rachel.
Rochelle.
So. Is it Rochelle?
It's Rochelle. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rochelle.
Oh my goodness. She's going to go into early labor after that.
Hey, girl.
They're trying to name their baby, and they call it Lord Voldemort, which I find perfectly acceptable just to keep it at that. Or yeah. I told her to name him Tom Riddle, like, whatever. And yeah. I first told her she should name him Kagan, and she said that was awkward. Yeah. I'm like, it's only as awkward as you make it. I think Kagan's a good name.
Yeah. I mean, where does Rochelle live roughly?
Ohio.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to be awkward to me or you because it wouldn't be awkward anyway. So.
Right. I thought it was funny.
I mean, it would be awkward if, you know, 20 years later somebody said, oh, that's a cute name. Where did you get that from? And you have to say, well, there's this gay guy.
That I wanted to climb like a tree.
Oh my god, I can't save this any longer, but it was so funny when you did a post a while ago and the first comment, like, and you'd mentioned me in the post and the first comment on it was like, is that the guy everybody's dry humping their phones over? And I start laughing and I'm like, who's dry humping?
Right? Who's dry here? Hmm? Who was it that said that? I remember now.
I can't remember. It was so funny though.
That was funny.
I feel like it was a dude too,
and I think it might have been Mike Adams.
Which is great too, because I'm sure that every time my dumbass gets mentioned, all the guys who listen to the show are rolling their eyes. They're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Or not. Maybe they're doing the same thing the girls are.
Yeah, maybe they're dry humping their phones too.
Right?
Siri, say my name.
Say my name, bitch.
Your name is Kagan.
Oh, Kagan, don't stop. Oh my god. That's funny shit.
I'm doing the best I can. All right.
You are not doing good enough, Siri. Say my name.
Play my custom vibrate, you fucking bitch. Yeah.
There it is. Pulse long.
Okay.
Oh god. All right.
Okay, I'm back. Are you back?
I just barely got back.
Okay, good. I had to fill up my coffee.
Me coffee.
And take a piss.
Ooh. Piss.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The funniest part up at our best cabin moment was when Dad was making a pie crust. Like Mom's gluten-free pie crust from a mix.
Yeah.
Jason and I are just sitting in the living room. And Dad is just totally stymied by these baking instructions, just looking at it, being like, "What the? I don't get this." Like, no. Trying to super confused, and eventually mom comes over in her rage, and is like, "Ugh! First of all, throw this son of a bitch away!" Grabs the instructions out of his hands and tears them up, and he's like, "And all you have to do is add water and mix it, and that's it." And dad's just. And Jason and I were losing it in the other room. We kept saying, "First of all, throw this son of a bitch away."
Their little passive aggressive encounters are hilarious sometimes.
I know.
Like, oh my god.
My favorite one ever was from Christmas a few years back when we were playing Pinochle, and Dad was giving mom so much shit. Like, she's just cooking in the kitchen, and every chance that he can, he just throws like a little, he's trying to be funny. And eventually, just out of nowhere, she turns around and she's just like, "Eat shit, Carl."
I can see her do that. I bet she was like totally pissed off too. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's so funny. "Eat shit, Carl."
She's so funny. She's like, "I don't like filthy this or that," but then when it comes down to it, she can unleash.
She's the one that can make you feel the most dirty. It's like, oh god, where did that come from?
Well, because I think that she said the F word in scarier context than you and I ever have.
Yes. Oh yes.
That's why she doesn't like that word, because she knows that it can just, because she uses it like a bazooka.
Uh-huh. Clean your
fucking
room. Oh my god.
I don't even give a fuck what you want to do with your life. That was when I was going out late seeing, I had graduated high school, and it was like before I was about to go to college, and she's like, "I know you're going out and seeing somebody," and I'm just like, "Yeah, so I graduated high school and I'm already accepted to college."
Right.
And it's like, I was good through all of high school. And she's like, "Well, you can do whatever you fucking want with your life." Oh, that's the last time mom got really mad at me. We've been cool.
We've been cool.
Anyway.
I can't say the same. But you can't win them all, right?
I know.
All right.
Oh, blow it out your ass.
The girl became frightened and asked if she... meep. Titties.
Titties.
Untitties. Frantic, insisting that they leave. Relenting, the boy peevishly jerked the car.
He peevishly jerked.
I couldn't with that. He peevishly jerked. Yes, he did. That's all he needed.
Have you ever peevishly jerked?
While necking in the car.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that would look like.
All I can imagine right now is him like with this evil side-eye grin, just like staring at her while he's jerking it like creepishly.
And she's just kind of sitting there with her legs crossed, like
she's like
looking out the window. She's like, "Jesus Christ."
And he is like, "Look at me in the eyes while I peevishly jerk."
And they speed off, and on his license plate, it's like peevish jerker.
And that, my friends, is an urban legend all in its own. The peevish jerker.
Do you guys want to hear from the people who brought you the hook? Comes the peevish jerk. So stupid.
I'm gonna die.
I didn't write that, by the way. This came from an urban legends wiki.
So okay. I gotta get it together so I can read it.
Relenting, oh, the boy peevishly jerks.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna try to pull it together and do this.
Stop.
I can't. Okay.
I can't do it.
I can't. Relenting, the boy peevishly jerked the car.
Maybe just start with Into Gear. You know that one.
Yep. Addie went to bed the other night going ch-ch-ch-ch.
Oh my God. Like, did you guys watch Friday the 13th?
No. I just follow him around doing that because I want to scare him.
You know where that came from? Some useless horror movie knowledge?
No.
So that's from the first Friday the 13th movie, and it's ki-ki-ki-ma-ma-ma. Oh. So it's actually, it's two syllables that start the words kill and mom.
Ah.
So kill, because at the end of the first Friday the 13th movie, I'm going to spoil it, Jason Voorhees is not the killer.
Nope.
His mom is.
Yep.
And when she's kind of in her mania saying, speaking in Jason's voice, saying kill her mommy, that's where it comes from. Kill her mommy. So, ki-ki-ki-ma-ma-ma. Now you know.
Now I know, because Calvin was asking me that. And I'm like, dude, I just barely saw the movie for the first time, like, this year. And so I don't really know. I just think that it's hilarious because right after that, I saw a meme of a pancake that looked like the Jason mask. And it said, pan, 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 pancake, cake, cake, cake. And it made me laugh.
That's so good.
Yeah. So now I can tell him. Now I can give him a little useless trivia.
Yeah. And his eyes will glaze over and he'll fall asleep before you finish.
Right. I doubt it. He like clings on to that shit. I wish that he could cling on to math like he clings on to trivius. Wow.
Trivius Maximus.
Trivius Maximus. Parked 50 feet off a country road, half a mile northwest of Texarkana. Oh my God, I'm going to say that again for just a second. I was like, today, Junior.
It's a big one. Sorry, I can't help it.
That one's a big one. Annual.
Annual. God, I love that movie.
Me too. Hold on just a second. My dog is being a total pain in my ass, and she keeps she keeps licking herself, and now she just laid on my cord, which almost unplugged everything. So hold on, let me move her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, I'm going to talk about Paloma and drinking Palomas then. Wait, do you drink Palomas? Are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. Do you drink Palomas?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Wait, that's what your dog's name is, right?
Yeah, but she was named that when we got her.
Oh my God. Shit, man, we got to have some Palomas. They're really good. So,
are they?
They're maybe my favorite alcoholic beverage. They're kind of similar to margaritas. It's tequila, but you mix it with grapefruit juice and soda. Or you can just make it with grapefruit soda and tequila, and you put salt around the edge.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is. They're really good. The grapefruit juice makes the tequila nice and smooth. So your dog is named after an alcohol beverage.
Yes. That doesn't surprise me. But.
Yeesh.
She's a pain in my ass sometimes, though. Well, you know how much I enjoy aminals.
But you've said on other episodes that you like your doggy.
I do like her. She's just annoying sometimes.
She's not like your cat. That's an evil bitch. Hello.
Yeah. She's a total evil bitch. Sorry.
I was like, I hope I didn't offend her cherished cat.
No, the dog just keeps getting by the recording stuff. I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah. We love the doggies, though. Poor mom and dad's dog is kind of giving out a little bit. He kept on trying to stand up at the cabin and his legs weren't working very well.
Aww.
It's super sad.
Poor pup. Although a garden hose left.
Okay.
Oh, I was cheating to see which one it was.
Oh, yeah. Because you got all the answers.
Yes.
Well, I thought it would be appropriate because the next case we're talking about is kind of a giveaway. don't include me saying that because it.
I won't.
People will figure it out.
Titties.
Okay, so. All right, titties. Untitties. All right, this is. I love it when people do this on the Facebook group right now. There's a post a picture of your pet.
Oh.
Just get a look at everybody's petses.
The petses.
The petsy.
Do you want to see my petses?
Oh. Oh.
What? Hi, did you not get my text?
I don't know.
You don't know? What's the matter? You look like you have something to say.
No.
Okay. Can you take the dog out and go hang out while I record, please?
Slime.
Go put her in the kennel. She needs to take a piss. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. I'm ready now.
I'm not. I'm looking at everybody's cute animals.
Oh. Well, you can look at cute animals while I read.
Okay, you read that.
Lambda, whoopity, yeesh. Oh, the final countdown.
What horror movie is that from?
I don't know yet. I haven't put it in one. Is it in one?
I don't know. Oh. You put it right here. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I got totally sidetracked by that word, by innocuous, because when I played City League volleyball, and I was on the co-ed team I think it was just a women's team, but Dad had sponsored our team, and mm-hmm. he got us all our shirts, and we were the Basin Clinic inoculators. I have never been able to use that word right again.
Inoculate.
Yeah.
Well, those are different words though.
Oh, that's because I said it wrong, huh? Innocuous.
Well, they sound really, so the word innocuous means kind of like benign.
Yeah.
Like it's not, and then to inoculate somebody, it's like if you want to, I can't remember what it even means.
Isn't it to give them a shot?
Yeah, it's like to give them a shot. Yeah. Yeah,
We had a syringe. Was our
good.
Our logo, is that what you would call it? Yeah.
So yes.
I just went off on that thought for a minute.
My other favorite Basin Clinic team were the Gonads.
Yeah.
Gonads.
Yeah.
Stupid. That's such a dad joke.
I know.
It's so bad.
We always had the most interesting teams when he sponsored. It was amazing.
The inoculators.
Yeah. Anyway. Now if I could find my spot. Okay. From Innocuous Campfire Tale.
What was it? I want to pull it up really quick because I want to. It's like where somebody's walking down the hall and they're being all creepy, right?
The creepy ghost chick walking down the hall. Which at the end, like, I'm like, oh yeah, go ghost chick. Like, you're fucking cool. But no.
No. Oh yeah,
and when she's swimming, and I can't remember what's going on while she's swimming, but when she pops up, the thing is there.
Okay, I don't think I've ever actually watched this movie from start to finish. I'm watching the clip right now.
Yeah,
where it comes and like writes on her cell in the fog.
Mm-hmm. There's that like, part. And when she bends over and then it shows the thing that's right behind her or whatever. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
All those parts.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch Gothica.
You should.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. And maybe Chrissy is the one that told me all those scary stories. I don't know. But I can't remember why I watched Scream. But I'm pretty sure the first time I watched it was with Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
That seems right.
I Know What You Did Last Summer. I can't remember who I watched that with, but that fucked me up for a while.
Yeah. Have you watched that recently, though?
No.
It's not super good. Like, Scream holds up. Scream and Cursed are amazing. Urban Legend and shit, what was I just saying? Yeah, Urban Legend and whatever. It doesn't hold up as well.
Yeah.
Da
That, all right. Does that go with this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure of it.
Yeesh.
Come, little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment. Come, little children. I don't know anymore.
Time's come to play.
Do you think she calls
it? That's all I know.
Do you think she calls her lady parts her land of enchantment?
Well, at one port, snap out of it. I just turned into Cher for 2 seconds there. At one part, she refers to it as her garden of something. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I could see her calling it that. Hold on. Come, little children lyrics. I'm looking it up.
I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment.
Of enchantment. Okay. Here in my my garden of shadows.
Oh. Well, then. Would you like to come to my garden of shadows?
How dare you, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right? She's so dirty in that movie, it makes me laugh every time. Like, I'll forget how dirty some of the things she says are. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And the bus driver is such a pervert.
Hey, Buttercup, anybody ever tell you you're easy on the eyes? Farewell, mortal bus boy.
Doesn't he say something about something coming up or something like that? I can't remember. I've watched it 3 times
already. Oh, speed bump. I watched that on October 1st. And
yes.
My new Blu-ray.
Yes.
It's got a cute little book.
Oh, I just bought it on Amazon last year. But I still haven't watched Beetlejuice this year, and I still haven't watched The Addams Family. Like, I'm failing in my circle of Halloween tradition movies.
Ooh, The Addams Family is a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Have you watched the sequel before?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty good. I know a lot of people that like it better than the first one.
I like the first one
better just because it was the one we had.
Yeah.
But the second one's really good.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I really enjoy it. But I can't believe I haven't watched Beetlejuice.
Can I admit something to you?
Can you
watch? I admit something to you?
Yes.
I love most of Tim Burton's movies. I'm not a diehard Beetlejuice fan.
Aww.
I know, I'm sorry.
Beetlejuice for me was one of those kid movies. I watched it younger. I watched it when it came out. What year did that come out?
I want to say it was it mid-80s? Because I think it was before Keaton played Batman.
Yeah, it was 1988. So
yeah, it was the year before he played Batman.
So I watched it as a kid and grew up with it and absolutely loved it. And so no matter what the content is or anything, it's always going to be. It's like the Goonies. Like, if you don't watch the Goonies soon enough, you might not get it. And weren't you the one that did that? You didn't watch Goonies until you were older and you're like, I don't get it.
Totally. Well, there's some movies that doesn't happen with, but I think the Goonies is a really good candidate that if you don't watch the Goonies as a kid, it's not going to work for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I still love it.
I watched it when I was like 17 the first time, I think, and I was like,
meh. And I was like, what the hell? How do you not like the Goonies?
One of those, you know, everybody has their list of movies that like other people love, but you just don't get it.
Yeah.
That's one of mine.
Yeah. $50 bill.
You rike it a $50 beer.
So.
I gotta get my shit together.
Moving forward.
So,